Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us for our Thursday night Mishmar. Tonight's topic is continuing our discussions that we had for the previous few weeks about making early Shabbos. And tonight's discussion regarding early Shabbos is what time to daven mincha. Meaning, we talked about how early you could be mekabel Shabbos. We talk about when you are mekabel early Shabbos, could you ask others to do malacha for you, Jews, Gentiles. We talked about what happens when you make early Shabbos. Could your wife do malacha? When you're mekabel early, does she have to be mekabel early? Tonight we're going to talk about what time should the shul schedule mincha to be. We know that there are many shuls in America that have a 7 p.m. summer mincha early Shabbos. That's really what I'd like to aim towards. Is that halachically appropriate? Is it halachically questionable? Our shul doesn't have that. Our shul has plaga mincha. We have we have a regular plaga mincha, then we found another shita to make another convenient time, another plaga mincha of the Magen Avram. We'll see if we'll, I don't know if we'll get to speak about why that's the Magen Avram is not the most ideal plag, but we don't do the 7 o'clock mincha. Why? Why do we have that? Isn't it easier for people to remember 7 o'clock? We'll go the same every week, so we'll talk about that a little bit, Richas, but then we're also going to be Malamed Zechus on the shuls, many shuls that do have a 7 o'clock mincha, so hopefully it will try to be a somewhat balanced, I won't say 100% balanced, but it will be, we'll try to present at least different studim. So the sugya begins with the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chavav, source number one, Zak the Mishnah, not the Gemara, but the Mishnah, Zak the Mishnah, Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plag HaMincha. So we have Machlokas, what is the latest time for mincha? So in our shul, we daven mincha right 10 minutes before Shkia. So clearly we're holding like the Tana Kama, Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Plag HaMincha is when the last time that you could daven mincha, and presumably whatever you hold, the latest time for mincha is, let's say we daven here mincha until Shkia, so Marv, you could daven after Shkia. But Rabbi Yehuda, who argues and holds that you could daven mincha until Plag, only until Plag, he would hold that you could daven Marv after Plag. So if I would ask you, who's being Mekel and who's Machmir, Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanan? Correct. It depends where. As I think, I don't know, the Mishnah Berurah, others point that Mishnah Berurah maybe points out that there's no answer to this question. The Mekel from Mincha is the one who lets you daven Mincha later, which is Rabbanan. The Mekel from Mariv is the one who lets you daven Mariv starting earlier, which is Rabbi Yehuda. So it depends what your agenda is to figure out which is more Machmir and more Kal, but that's... Now, how do we paskin? Zak the Gemara and Brachis... Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph.
Is it clear that Yehuda says you could daven Marv from Plag?
Yeah, I don't remember where, but let's hold for a second. Let's hold for a second, see if anything comes out from the Marv. You're asking if just because he talked about Mincha, does that tell you that once Mincha's over, that right. Marv immediately starts thereafter? We'll see that, maybe. Maybe not. Zak the Gemara, Tfilas HaMincha HaErev, how do we paskin? Amar Rav Chista, Nechazeyana, let's see. Midurav Masli Shal Shabbos, Berev Shabbos Mibod Yom. We know that Rav, the great Godel Hador Rav, he made early Shabbos. He davened Mairiv of Shabbos when it was still Friday. Shema Minah Halacha Kabi Yehuda. The only way that you could daven Mairiv while it's Friday, that could only make sense if you hold that you're allowed to daven Mairiv before Shkia. Because if it's after Shkia, then it's not Mibod Yom. So if he held that you're allowed to daven Mairiv before Shkia, it must be that he held like Rabbi Yehuda. This is the answer to your question, Avi. The fact that we're bringing a proof, and the fact that he daven Mairiv before Shkia, that must be that, and that's a proof to Rabbi Yehuda, that only according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could daven Mincha till Plag, and then you could start davening Mairiv. According to Rabbanan, that you have that Marv can only be after Shkia. How could he daven Marv on Friday afternoons early? Correct. Says the Gemara, Adrab, why are you bringing a Rai from Rav? Everyone else didn't do that. Midrav Huna, Virabana, Lohavu Matzla Adurta, they didn't daven an early Marv on Friday night. They waited till nighttime. It must be that they were careful not to daven Marv before nightfall. They must hold that we pass like Chacham, Shmaya in Halachik Rabbi Yehuda, that you can't have Marv as early as Plag, you have to wait till nightfall. So, do we follow Rabbanan or Rabbi Yehuda? Do we follow Rav's practice of making an early of davening Marv early on Friday nights? Or the other Rabbanan's practice to daven late on Friday nights? Concludes the Gemara, with the conclusion. Hashtadol itmar hilchas alo kamar v'lo kamar. We have the beautiful, very rare psak of the Gemara, da'avid kamar avid, or da'avid kamar avid. Do whatever you want. You could want to do like this, do like that. Do like this, do like that. You could choose either to go like the Rabbanon, and therefore that's what we typically daven until Mincha every, Minchas until Shki every day, after which we daven Marav, or you could choose otherwise. So, if you want to go to the White Shul, Plag Mincha Minyan, you want to do that? Do that. You want to come to Shari Tefillah, the regular Shkia, and after Shkia, Mincha Marav, then do that. That's your choice. But, there's a big but. Comes the Rashba, and he quotes a Rabbeinu Yonah that everybody quotes. Let's see what the Rashba says on this Gemara in Brachos. What are the parameters of this, the Avid Kamar Avid, the Avid Kamar Avid? He says the following. Let's skip the first line. Let's go to the second paragraph. Hilkach. Itzali tfilas mincha ta'erev. If you're going to be davening mincha until Shkia, like what we do here in our shul, su lo matzi likdume litzluye tfilas erev biplak ha-mincha. You're not allowed to mix and match. You can't, sometimes when it's convenient, daven mincha til shkia, and other days when it's convenient, daven marav after plag. You can't mix and match. You have to choose to be either a Rabbanan Jew, and therefore daven mincha every day til shkia, marav after shkia, or a Rabbi Yehuda Jew, and daven mincha before plag every day, and then, yeah, of course, you could daven a marav after plag every day. You can't switch. And therefore, umina, and from this, from the fact that I'm saying you're not allowed to switch off, hello, Rabbi David, umina, anan, we, dinehigin litzluya tefilas ha-mincha ad harav, we, certainly in our shul, we have a custom to daven mincha til shkia, we're not allowed to make the suleslan litzluya shel erev ad yis p'nei yoma, we're not allowed to daven marav early before shkia. Oh, so wait a second. What about that famous Gemara that Rav made early Shabbos? I thought you're not allowed to make early Shabbos if you daven Shkia till Mincha. How could you daven Marav before Shkia? Guess what? Look what I have involved. Rav, Chol Hani, all those who make early Shabbos, Tzol Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, it's not that you're allowed to do this on Fridays. No, it must be that they always held that on Friday, that every day of the afternoon, you could daven marav as early as plag, because you can only daven mincha until plag. V'rav v'kol honey d'tzol shal Shabbos v'er Shabbos k'rib Yehuda s'fir lehu. V'lo ma'achro t'filas ha-mincha l'olam mi'plag ha-mincha l'el. According to those who make early Shabbos, Rav, for example, the king of early Shabbos in Shas, he must have finished mincha every single day of the year by plag ha-mincha. Not like us, so we're in trouble.
What did the Brisa say that Rav Davin, or Gemara say that Rav Davin daf Erev Shabbos would do, and not everything?
Because he daf Meir would do
that before
Shabbos. Yeah,
one
versus maybe the rest of the time.
The other days, he was more careful about Kriya Shema. He wanted to daven Marav after Kriya Shema. He wanted to say Kriya Shema Bizman, as we'll see in the next line. He always would finish Mincha by Plag, and on Shabbos, he would daven Marav right after Plag. The other days of the week, he'd daven Marav later, probably. No, you can't be, it's a Kula, and right. I assume he held from Yehuda. Right, I assume it wasn't just being Mach from Yehuda, it sounds from the Rash, but that he held like it. Umihu, tefila bilachudhu dehavu matzlu. Letzorach shah le mitzvah. When they made that early Shabbos, when it says that Rav made early Shabbos, it doesn't mean that he was Yotzei Kriya Shema at four in the afternoon or 4:30 in the afternoon. It just means he davened Marav at 4 in the afternoon so that he could be Mekabel Shabbos and start his Suda early. Aval Kriya Shema lo habu karo ad seisa kochavim. And he would just daven a Shmona Esrei without Kriya Shema, and he said Kriya Shema later on at night when it was Nizman Kriya Shema. Fine, that's less important for us. What we see here in this Rashba is that you can't mix and match. If you're going to go with Rabbi Yehuda all year, that's fine. You can daven a plag all year. But if, for example, today you daven in Sharei, because that's where you usually daven, and tomorrow you want to daven at the White Shul plag and daven mincha marav before mincha before plag and marav after plag. You can't do that, says the Rashba. You can't do it. You have to choose which religion you want. Do you want to choose the religion of Rabbanan, and therefore you go till you daven mincha till shkia and marav after shkia, or the religion of Rabbi Yehuda that you daven mincha till plag, and then you will be allowed to daven marav while it is still daylight after plag. So that's all the background. How do we paskin in the shaila? Comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, you can skip the first line that just says that mincha is as early as 12, half past noon. Says Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, Zman Tfilas Mincha. The Iker Zmana, when is the Iker Zman? You'll see what he's saying, something fascinating. He said, the Iker Zman, even though you're allowed to daven mincha as early as half past noon, what we call mincha gedola, that's not the proper time for mincha. You really should daven mincha katana, which is later in the day, not the early mincha. V'ikuzma mites shos v'mala ad halayla l'rabbanan. Really, it's from 3:30 in the afternoon until shkia, according to Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda, it ends at, again, on a 6 to 6 day, ad plag ha-mincha, which is 4:45. Shu'ad sof yiral shos chasruviyah, that's 4:45. And how do we paskin? Do we go in mincha until shkia, or is mincha only until plag? Vasikna, we conclude, either way. David kamaravid. However, it continues the Shulchan Aruch, that has to be with consistency. Look what I underlined. You always have to maintain your position. For example, Shim Osek Rabbanu Mispal Minchat HaLayla, if you always daven Minchat Til Shkia, you can't the next day. Eno Yachol Hispal Arvis Miplag HaMinchal Mala. Vim Osek Rabbi Yehuda Mispal Arvis Miplag HaMinchal Mala. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that you're allowed to daven Mara from Plag, then you're not allowed to daven Mincha anymore. Once it's plaque. Okay.
Is anything going to work with Rabbi Zatam? If you're in place that daven's mincha 60 minutes after Shia, you should...
I assume so. But keep in mind, you're talking about Rishonim. Here we're talking about Tanaim. Here we're talking about going, maintaining a consistency with which opinion of the Tanaim, because there's no psak. Because the Gemara told us the Avi Kamaravid. That means you could follow this opinion or you could follow that opinion. You're asking me a very different shaila. There's no Gemara that says, go like Rabbeinu Tam or go like the Gaonim, and you have to follow one opinion. That's a very different kind of shaila. There's no Gemara that says, the Rashba is explaining, what did the Gemara mean when it says the Avi Kamaravid? That means you're permitted to choose which opinion will be your religion for the rest of your life, for the year. Let's say you could change every year, but that's your...
Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's not really night, that you still have to daven, at least according to this Rashba.
Yes, according to the Rashba, even if you are allowed to daven as early as Plag HaMincha, that is not true for Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema has a different parameter, and Kriya Shema has to be night, because Kriya Shema is a din of a Shachpacha. That's a different night. It has to be nighttime for... Meaning, would Rabbi Hud, who allows you to daven marav as early as 4:45 p.m., does he allow you to eat matzah? And does he allow you to read the Megillah? Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. This might only be a different din in
or if you fast in Kippur Katma, Erev Rosh Chodesh.
Could you finish, right? So if you always daven marav at Plag HaMincha, if you're fasting on a certain day, could you finish your fast early? That's a good deal. Okay. So what we just said, and a lot of people don't realize what we just said, is that even from day to day, you're not permitted to switch your position. Obviously, as the Magen Avraham will tell us on this seminar, Shlam and Gimel Hay, the Magen Avraham will say, if you can't switch from day to day, certainly you can't switch within one day, meaning what we call a Tarta Desasri. Let's say you want to daven Mincha at 7 p.m. on Friday, after plag, and you want to daven Marev at 7:30 p.m. on tomorrow, which is before Shkia. So the 7 o'clock Mincha on Erev Shabbos, which is 7 o'clock, is after plag, and the Marev, which is a few minutes after that, is before Shkia, that would be what we call a Tarta Desasrei. Zok the Magen Avraham, Peirush shelo yinhag pam kach, you can't switch off one day going like Rabbi Yehuda, one like Rabbi Yehuda. Mikol Shekin, this is what I just said, Shelo Yisrael B'yom Echad, Mincha Achar Plag HaMincha, V'arvis Kodem Tzeis HaKocham. That you definitely can't do. Okay. But, the Magen Avraham elsewhere, that was in Hilchis Reish Lamed Gimel is not in Hilchis Shabbos. That's in Hilchis Minchar Marav. Now let's talk about Shabbos. Let's talk about Friday night. Says the Magen Avraham in source number 6, Reish Samach Simen, Zayin, La Maskana, Dibay Avid Kamar Avid, according to the Maskana that you have to choose one way or the other, look what I have here in red, Rosh Elahaktim Be'erev Shabbos, Afal Pi Shebechol Oseh Karabonon. Oh, we just came out with a cool, even though all week long, we all daven Mincha until Shkia. That means we daven Marav after Shkia and not before, and not after Plag. But tomorrow on Erev Shabbos, if you want, you could switch what you did on Thursday to what you did on Friday. And on, even though on Thursday you daven Mincha to Shkia, Marav after Shkia, on Friday, tomorrow, when you make an early Shabbos, you could daven Mincha till Plag and daven Marav after Plag. And that would be okay. Now, he says a fabulous Svara. We're going to skip it because Aruch HaShulchan says the...
And you can't do on Shabbos afternoon.
What?
You couldn't do it Shabbos afternoon.
If you made early Shabbos on Friday afternoon, you're asking if you daven Mariv after Plag on Friday afternoon, you're asking could you daven Mincha on Shabbos afternoon till Shkia?
Yeah.
So we'll... It is for whatever reason we are gonna. I hear your question. I haven't seen anyone address your question. So he's gonna give an answer why we have this special leniency on Shabbat on Friday afternoons. Well, one is gonna be this is what I mentioned between Ruchamar, those of you who are there. Friday afternoon you have Tosefes Shabbat. So for Tosefes Shabbat, we'll be willing to let you switch opinions. Not to do a Tata Disastri. That we'll see in the next line. Not to daven at a 7 o'clock minyan on Friday afternoon, that he doesn't allow you to do. But to switch what you did on Sunday through Thursday, which is to daven mincha til shkia, and marav after shkia, he'll allow you on Friday to make the changing point, the fulcrum, the point that, the inflection point, I don't know what word to use. Fulcrum. That will be around, you could straddle plag ha mincha, fine. As he says, look what I underlined at the, right before number 7, to be Yom Echad Ein Laso Shnei Kule Detar Desarsrei Ahadadi, and therefore in Erev Shabbos you can't daven, you have to make sure you daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha. Okay, good. So for Oneg Shabbos you cannot be Sofrim?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of using the word Oneg, I'll use the word Tosefes Shabbos. What? Tosefes Shabbos. Because of Tosefes Shabbos, to add for the opportunity to add Kedusha.
Some halachas also lean toward
Oneg Shabbos. Yeah, no, I'm joking, 100%. They don't use the word Oneg, they use the word Tosefes. For Tosefes Shabbos, which you'll see the next line. Look in our source number 7.
To be able to do on Shabbos what appears to be Tosefes.
Oh, on Shabbos afternoon?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen anyone address that. Not sure. So let's see in source number 7, he points out that normally you can't switch from one opinion that you did all week long to another opinion, but for Erev Shabbos you can, and you can make an early Shabbos straddling plag, which is what we do in our shul. And that's not considered tied to the Sasri, look what I underlined in source number 7. Because of Tosefes Shabbos, that was one reason. And another reason, which here is in italics, which is a beautiful reason, which I spoke about between Mincha Marav, is that what's the whole reason you daven Marav every week in general? Why do you daven Marav in general? You daven Marav connected Karbanos. What Karbanos were brought on night times? The leftover Hector, Imur, V'chalav, whatever was left over, the leftover meats that weren't consumed on the Mizbeach. However, there was one night a week that you weren't allowed to do that, Friday night. Friday night, you're not allowed to burn the leftover meat, so therefore, that means when were they burnt? When were the leftover meats burnt? It must have been burnt Friday late afternoon. So if the korbanos were brought late Friday afternoon, so to Mara, which is connected to those same korbanos, could also be Friday afternoon. So even though all week long, you always dav Mara after Shkia, Friday afternoon, that's the leniency. It should parallel the korbanos, and you could do it after plag, just like the korbanos are burnt. These korbanos, these extra korbanos, are burnt after plag. However, Look at the last line of the Zarach HaShulchan. Omnam, HaMincha Shel Erev Shabbos BeHechreach. It must be she's Pala Kodem Plag HaMincha. To be Yom Echad, Yeshua La'aso is Tata the Sasrei. Even though normally you daven like after Shkia, you daven Marv after Shkia, it's okay. Shabbos you could daven Marv early, Friday night you could daven Marv early, but it has to be that you daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha. Because you can't have a stira in one day. You can't daven in one day after Plag HaMincha, so you're going like Chachamim, and daven Marv before Shkia, so you're going like Rabbi Yehuda, that's a Tata the Sasrei, that's not okay. Which is what we said three times. But now look what I underlined at the end of number seven. V'yesh misha omer, and this is going to be the first kula that we're seeing that allows a tarta de sasre for Friday afternoon that would allow a 7 p.m. mincha. V'yesh misha omer de betzibur, if it's a minyan, as opposed to you davening at home, gam b'chai gavna mutter, then you'd be able to daven even a tarta de sasre. Interesting. What? A real tarta de sasre. A real tarta de sasre. Where is this from? This is from parentheses Derech HaChaim. So I opened up a Derech HaChaim. Where's the Derech HaChaim? There's no. I don't have the sefer Derech HaChaim, but there's a sefer called Otzer HaTfilos, which is like a Mikros Gedolos on the Siddur, and the Nesivis has a Perish. Has, I don't know if it's a Perish, more the halachas of the Siddur. And the halacha, the Nesivis' halachas of the Siddur are interpolated before each tefillah. So I went to Mincha of a weekday in the Siddur, also a tefillah Siddur, and I saw that Derech HaChaim, the Nesivis' halachas before, and I found it, and this is the halacha that I found. And when I looked inside, you know what I found? That the Nesivis himself is going to make a comment, nothing to do with Erev Shabbos. He's going to come up with a wild kula that applies every day of the week. And it's going to be a big limud zechus for those people who will, when they otherwise will not be able to make a minyan, will daven a plag minyan, even though every other day of the week they don't. Let's see that. Actually, let me rephrase that. This will be a limud zechus for people who, if they otherwise wouldn't be able to daven with a minyan, could daven 7 o'clock all summer long, even though it's not straddling plag. What? Let's say you lived in a, let's say there was a bungalow colony.
If you're here, you go
to that's what I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about, let's say you live in a bungalow colony or a camp. Let's say they have a camp. The camp has mincha 7 o'clock. It's good for the kids. 7 o'clock mincha, 7:10 marv. It's good for the kids, for the programming. You're an adult. You're going to do what you want to do. You're a staff member. Should you daven with them, or should you daven b'yichidus, maybe when you're supposed to daven, without making the stira? Let's see what this nesiva says in the Siddur Derech HaChaim. Lachain lo yaseh tata de sasri adada. You can't do a contradiction. L'hispal mincha umayriv v'zman echad. You can't have both mincha and marav in the time that it's either zman mincha or zman marav, meaning that it's time. Shehu zman mincha or marav, fine. Mihu, I skipped a few words. Mihu betzibur, look what he says, a svara that we have not mentioned at all. Betzibur, what's unique about a tzibur? Ho betircha leilechul his asfeim, hey kilubazah, v'nagul his palal shneim yachad. It's hard to gather people. If you gathered people, you got 10 people together to make a, you know, sometimes you're in Hershey Park and you chop 10 people. You can chop 10 people, that's terrific. It's going to be very hard to chop 10 people again for Myriv when you're supposed to. So let's say you chop 10 people at 7 o'clock in Hershey Park. And the park's open till 8:30. Later on, people are going to start going home, people are going to start, you know, who knows what ride they'll be on, who knows if their wives are going to let them take out 10 minutes. You know, 7 o'clock, you chop them. So you chop them for mincha, 7 o'clock. It's after plag, which is fine. You can have mincha after plag. I always have mincha after plag. But now that they're all gathered together, if you say, okay, since we're davening mincha after plag, we really should daven marav after shkia, by after shkia they might not be around. It might not be so easy to gather them. So therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and take advantage of the fact that everyone's gathered together and daven a stira, even on the same day. Even though Marav is supposed to be, if you daven mincha after plag, you daven mincha at 7 o'clock, you shouldn't daven Marav till 8:30 this week. No, we'll allow you. Once you've gathered them, so it's not hard to gather them a second time.
You can't. If you go to the diner, you don't have to daven. So if they should just daven in the shul, in the dining room, and daven in the dining room.
Okay, yeah, that's correct. What you're saying is that this is not an ideal way to schedule something for a community. It just happens to be that if you gathered some people together, and they're gathered, and so let's say, for example, in a community where people won't come every, you know, if you change the week every week, it changes by 7-8 minutes. And because the population is a young population, everyone's putting their kids to bed at 8 o'clock, and you can't have Mincha Ma'ariv at 8:10. I mean, the husbands will be very happy about that. They're exempt from Ma'ariv, but you have to have Ma'ariv. If you live in a population where a young community, where everyone has little kids, they're not going to come. The wives won't let them come to Mincha Ma'ariv if it's going to be later. So you have to do 7 o'clock. That's all. If you're going to gather them, the only way you can be able to gather them successfully is, says the Derech HaChaim, then you could do a stira even on the same day. But that's only because there's an inyan of gathering people. But on your own, in your house, you would not be able to do this by yourself. That's the kula of the Derech HaChaim. The Orach HaShulchan borrowed this kula when? Only on Friday night. He's not willing to take it so far, but on Friday night, since there's an opinion of the Derech HaChaim that says from Minyan, you gathered them, so the tzibur, it's okay. Now, look at the, we're going to analyze this kula for a minute. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this kula.
The Magen Avraham's kula works between days.
The Magen Avraham's kula is between days, not on one day. That just means that, but that means you have to daven mincha early. Yes. Yeah, the Magen Avraham that says you're allowed to daven ma'ariv early on Friday night, that meant, but if you daven mincha, you have to daven mincha before plag.
Right, but even the Yechidus, whereas the
this heter is only heter b'tzibur. But remember, they're talking about different stiras.
Yeah.
That Magen Avraham is talking about between different days. Here we're talking about on the same day. So this is the biggest kula that we've found so far. Even on the same day, you could do a stira if it's to enable the minion to keep. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in very few words. V'yesh omrim, t'v'tzibur yesh lahakal is power of ma'arav b'al yom afim hispal mincha achar plaga mincha. There's this Derech HaChaim who allows it. V'nira li, says Mishnah Berurah, shein l'smachal zeh. You can't rely on this. Rak kishum hispal ma'arav al kopanim b'bein ha'shmashos v'shasat chak. Only if ma'arav is going to be after shkia, v'alo kshu adayin yom, v'ada yom, if it's daytime before shkia, you can't rely on this. But look at the Ber Halacha. Look at the Ber Halacha. Why can't you rely on this Derech HaChaim? Umashaka Savnu. There's the Ber Halacha in Simrei Samach Zayin. Umashaka Savnu, she'en lismoch, that you shouldn't rely on this Derech HaChaim. Who shouldn't call Achron Lewis Kirukulizer? No one else said this. This is the Nasiv is coming up and making up a permutation and a discussion that everyone discusses. No one mentioned this. And since no one else, there's no source for this, why should you rely on this for Shabbos if you never rely on it all week long? Why should you rely on it for Shabbos? I don't know. Okay. So until now, we basically saw that the consensus of all the opinions, all the poskim, is that there should not be permission to make a 7 o'clock mincha in shuls or shtiblach on Friday afternoon. You should not be able to have a 7 o'clock mincha ma'ariv, except when you're not going to be able to have a minyan otherwise. If the only way people will make a minyan, so if you're convinced that you'll only get a minyan Friday night in your shul, your community, if it's 7 o'clock and you're not straddling plag, you're just going to have it messed up, start to the Sazri. If you can't get a minyan, you have a Derech HaChaim to rely on. Other than that,
Pull the constituents.
I don't think you should pull this constituents. I'll tell you why. If you have an Orthodox community that's a somewhat Torah community, they're going to come to Mincha Ma'ariv Friday night. I don't think any, you know, maybe very marginally Orthodox communities, if it's not convenient, they won't come.
Depends on where you are. There's certainly communities, at least that I'm aware of, that they'll just say, I'm just going to adopt it all. If it's not convenient.
That the shul won't, okay, fine. So
there will be a significant population.
On a Friday night, Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm not talking about on a weekday.
Or if it's not a local shul.
I'm talking about a Friday night, Kabbalah Shabbos.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Or people that walk from, away,
yeah. No, if people walk far to get to a shul and they'll just daven at a closer shul, so the shul shouldn't. I don't think the shul should make a minyan that does a tie to the Sasa because it wants to have a minyan if the people could find anyway daven at right at the proper
Moshe
time.
Moshe has a different like pool for a shul that has nine people and you give a cut on it's a minyan. He says b'shas hakach. What is he b'shas hakach? It's always a shas hakach. It's a nine people shas hakach.
Okay.
Moshe says shas hakach is a shul is in danger.
I hear. Okay. Okay. So
you
have to. That's what are the parameters of a shul in danger of falling apart? I don't. That's a little bit beyond the scope of this.
That has 20 minyanim versus a community that has one minyan, and then you're concerned that the shul will fall apart.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to get into it. That's a different story. What I'd like to do now is now switch my tune entirely and try to find a tzad to permit. Try to find a shitas that would allow you to make a 7 p.m. Shabbat Friday afternoon mincha
Meir. To start, we had the Shulman suggestion, which we mentioned a couple of times already. You can daven before Chlad mincha Meir. You can certainly daven mincha Meir after Chlad.
The Shulman suggestion said that they davened very early, which was understood to mean that they probably davened Marib before Plag.
Right. They finished the meal.
No, they didn't finish the meal before Plag, but they finished the meal before Shkia.
Well,
they're right. They finished the meal while it was still light.
Right. So you
say if you could dive in Mincha Marib before Plag, you'd probably dive in Mincha Marib after Plag. It could be. I hear that's fine. Okay, it could be the Shuvah Sadeshan, even though, again, that's a wild Shuvah Sadeshan that we don't rely on, but I hear that. That's one. Good. Good. Very good. Shuvah Sadeshan. I didn't think of that. Excellent. Now, let's look at... I have three things to show you. Number one, the Ravya. This is Ravya in Brachas Siman Pei Gimel. The Ravya says, the thing that you can't do, you have to pick your Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanon, who are you? Don't do sometimes like this, sometimes like that. That's a stira. However... Don't do sometimes like Rabbi Yehuda, sometimes like Chachamim. Da havu lehu trei chumri de sasri adad. But now look what I underline. Miu b'shas hadchak ein kfeida. If it's a difficult situation, we're not makpid about switching off Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. V'yafal b'sha b'koshi yesh l'chavein. Even though if you worked really hard, you'd be able to figure out a way. Shelo ya'achar ha'mincha v'shelo ya'achar t'vilaser. V'yafal b'sha b'koshi yesh l'chavein shelo ya'achar. What does this extra line mean? B'shatzadchak will let you, do a tarot to the sasrei. Even though you could, with great difficulty, figure out to exactly when mincha should be and when ma'ariv should be, you have to sort of think about life without a clock, without ma'izmanim. You see, shkia is easy. Look in the sky. Do you see any part of the sun or you don't? Chatzos hayom is easy. Look up. If there's no shadow, it's chatzos. If there is a shadow, it's either morning or afternoon, depending on which direction the shadow is. If the shadow is in the east, you know it's afternoon. If the shadow is in the west, you know it's morning. Neitzacham is easy. Do you see a ball of anything, any a ball of the sun in the sky? But Plag HaMincha is very difficult to look up and say, is it Plag HaMincha yet or not? I'm saying it's just a random point in the afternoon. It's very hard. There's no hardcore. So now we have a clock. It says Plag HaMincha. I look on my chart. It says Plag HaMincha is 6:53. I look at my clock. It's 6:52 or 6:53 or 6:54. I know when Plag HaMincha is. But if you don't have that, it's very difficult to ascertain. So he says, even though you could work very hard and figure it out, but if you want to be, to try to schedule a shul, if a shul wants to schedule, again, before the time of clocks and my zmanims, a shul is going to say, we're going to daven at Plag HaMincha. They're not going to know. People are not going to know when to come. They look in the sky, they're going to...
How did they do Nates?
Nates was easy.
How? You wake up and start outside. What do I do now?
They know about how light it is.
Jehorah says, I think of Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, one day he got up to Shemeshwe and right then the sun rose. They had the smallest...
Right, yeah.
Because that's pretty cool.
Right,
if you're
okay.
You're on a watch and you can time that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So here he says that Shas Hadchak, you don't have to drive yourself crazy because you can't really figure out when exactly, Plag HaMincha is. So that's a very nice svara. The only thing is, nowadays, guess what? We can figure it out. But he says, if it's a Shas Adchak, so you could do it. So again, if it's a Shas Adchak, it's a Shas Adchak. So for example, you see, he's not here talking about the double Tarta Desasri, that you're doing a Tarta Desasri in today's davening itself. He's really talking about doing one day like this, one day like that, which is not as chomer as what we're talking about. But he says, I'm not worried about Tarta Desasri, it's a Shas Adchak. So again, if you have a Shas Adchak, then you could be Mekel. That's what it sounds like. Okay, that's this Ravya. Again, it's a Ravya. Doesn't make its way, I don't think it makes its way into the Shulchan Aruch. But if you consider it, I don't know if every shul wanting to have a 7 p.m. Marav is on a Friday afternoon is a Shas Adchak. But if you could make a case that it's a Shas Adchak, okay, fine. Okay, that's one opinion. Let's go to another Tzadl HaKel. It's not going to be so different. The Tosfos HaRosh, in the first Daf in Shas, the first Amud in Shas, talks about the Zman for Mincha, Marav, and talks about the machlokas that we talked about, talks about not making a stira, a tata sasre. And he says, how come? One second. He says there's some inconsistencies because I'm not going to get into the question, but look at the last line of 12. Without getting into what he's addressing, which might be a little bit different, yeah. So I don't want to get into that. So he says that maybe davening has more of a, that you could be a little bit more calm when it comes to davening. Maybe he means marivs. Maybe he means marav. Why should we be more makel by marav than anything else? Because the Gemara says, Marav's Rishus, whatever those words mean, doesn't mean literally, but the Gemara says Marav's Rishus is something of a not, there's some lower level chiyuv of Marav than other chiyuvim. So there's a little more room to play around. You could be a little bit more makel to allow a tat to the sastri. Okay? So that's another kula. That maybe Marav is another, has a more tzadl hakel. Then there's another opinion that is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam is a complicated Rambam. The Rambam holds that there are three zmanim for mincha. There's the latest time you could daven is shkia. The best, the earliest time you could daven is 12:30. That's not lechatchila. More lechatchila is mincha ketana, which is at 3:30 in the afternoon. Not going into that, but based on the analysis of the Rambam, the Lechem Mishnah comes out with the following. The Lechem Mishnah says, "Oh, he actually says the svar that I just said. If you look right at the end of 14, we're not going to." Go to how he's medayik in the Rambam, but look at the end of 14. Im kain, what I underlined right before 15. Im kain lefizeh naktinu kukuli de chavai. You could possibly yes be maker like both kulas. Abu be the law of dina b'shar milihach. We don't do this in other situations to do a tadus asri. Leminka kukuli de chavai. Shani hacha the tefilas arves v'shus. Maybe the Rambam holds the tefilas arves v'shus. We're more make. So the Tosfos HaRosh was saying we're making in general by tefillah. Tefillah in general we're making. Here he's saying a specific kula by barif. The Marav is Rishus, that's why maybe we're more Mekel. Okay, so we just presented three Svaras Lahakel, and maybe we'll stop here. Three Svaras Lahakel, why specifically by Mariv? None of these were actually specific to Shabbos. They were general things, either were Mekel for Shas Adchak. Again, I don't know if a Shul could argue it's a Shas Adchak. Or the Tosfos HaRosh that tefillah is more kal, or that according to the Rambam, this unusual diuk that the Lechem Mishnah creates, that Marav is more kal. So there is room to be mekel, to allow to be melamed zuchus on those other, on the shuls that do have a 7 o'clock Marav, on a mincha Marav on throughout the summer. But it's clear from the classical poskim, including the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, all the classical poskim, that that's not ideal, and if possible, certainly is proper to straddle, plag ha-mincha, if you will, make an early Shabbat.